We come to the last of the series that is concerning prayer.
今天我们来分享关于祷告的最后一个信息。
So before we start, let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 6.
我们翻到马太福音第六章。
Verse 9 to 15.
第九节到第十五节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 15.
马太福音第六章第九节到第十五节。
I'll read it first in English. If there is any who had English Bible, you can also read it together with me.
弟兄先读英文，如果你有英文圣经，你可以和弟兄一起来读。
Okay, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory ever. Amen. Verse 14. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
第九节，所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Chapter 5, the same book, chapter 5, verse 23 and 24.
马太福音第五章二十三、二十四节。
I hope the Chinese-speaking saints should read the Bible, okay?
请也一起来读中文圣经。
Okay, verse 23 and 24. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee,Leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way first. Be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift.
二十三节、二十四节，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你还愿，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
Chapter 18, the same book, verse 15.
马太福音第十八章第十六节。
十五节。
15.
Okay. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother.
15. 倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，便得了你的弟兄。
Lastly, Ephesians chapter 5.Chapter 4, verse 32.
以弗所书第四章三十二节。
And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
四章三十二节，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence, we pray that your presence fill us.
主耶稣，今天我们来到你同在的面前，愿你的同在来充满我们。
Oh, we set aside everything that is in us.
我们把我们在我们里面的一切来放下。
Oh, fill again with thy very word.
在我用你的话语来充满我们。
Grant us that spirit of revelation from above.
把那启示的灵赐给我们。
That we might see you and your purpose in your word.
使我们能够看见你，也看见你话语里的旨意。
This we pray, precious name.
我们奉你最宝贵的名来祷告。Amen.
For this past 2 months, we already shared about two-thirding the Lord's Prayer.
在过去里，我们分享了三分之二关于祷告。
The Lord's Prayer really is a very important principle concerning prayer.
主的这个祷告是关于祷告的一个最重要的原则。
This prayer is not only to us to recite.
这个祷告不是为了让我们来重复。
It is for us to pray.
是为了让我们来学习祷告。
For in this prayer we see the principle of an answered prayer.
使我们能够看见我们的祷告蒙垂听的一个原则。
The first few verses we see who this person is to whom we pray to.
首先我们看到说我们是向谁祷告。
He is not only our God, he is our heavenly father.
他不光是我们的神，他是我们天上的父。
And because he is our father, he is there what, to nurture us.
因为他是我们天上的父，所以他来喂养我们。
Being our father is not only his duty and responsibility.
是我们的天父，不光是他的责任。
His being our father is his very nature.
而是他的天性。
Therefore, our father takes good care of us.
所以我们的天父照顾我们。
He is the we are the object of his care.
我们是他照顾的对象。
We are the of his affection.
我们是他关心的对象。
That's why he loves us. He takes care of us.
所以他爱我们，他照顾我们。
And he also disciplines us.
所以他也管教我们。
We are his very sons and children.
我们是他的儿女。
Oh, we are not bastards in the streets.
我们不是街上的
bastards.
私生子。
We are his very children.
我们是他的孩子。
Our relationship with him is a life relationship.
我们和他的关系是一个生命的关系。
It is a father-son relationship.
是父子的关系。
And therefore, when he disciplines us.
所以他管教我们的时候
is for one purpose only.
是为了一个目的
that we might be conformed to the image of his son.
是我们能够磨成神儿子的样式
and not only that, he also has compassion over us.
他也向我们有恩慈
yes, we have so much sin against him.
我们向他犯了这样多的罪
oh, yet he never start forgiving us.
但他却从来没有不原谅我们
every time we come to him with a repentant heart.
每次当我们回到他面前的时候
he's always there ready to forgive us.
他总是在那里来原谅我们
and he is also our companion by day.
他也是我们每天的同伴
we might be too busy to come to him.
我们也许太忙了不能到他面前去
but he is never too busy to lend an ear to us.
但他却不会从来忙到不会听我们的祷
告 every time we come to him, he is there to listen to us.
我们每次到他面前他都在那里来听我们
this is our heavenly father.
这就是我们的天父
and afterwards we see how do we pray.
我们看到说我们应当如何祷告
you know, a answer, what is the principle of an answered prayer?
这个祷告蒙垂听的原则是什么呢
a prayer that gets to heaven can come from heaven.
这个祷告从能达到天上是因为它从天上而来
and we just close the circuit.
我们只是把这个线路给合上
how do we pray in order to close this circuit?
我们如何祷告才能够把这个路线给合上
how do we pray in order our prayer might be answered?
我们如何祷告才能使我们祷告蒙垂听呢
firstly we should know in what position we are
首先我们要知道站在什么地位上
Today in our Lord's table meeting a lot of prayer offered that we are a group of people have been transferred into the kingdom of light
我们今天在饼杯面前我们很多人祷告说我们今天被迁到了一个光明的国度
We are no longer in the kingdom of darkness
我们不再在黑暗的国度里面
We are in the kingdom of light
我们是在光明的国度
And in this kingdom what kind of kingdom is this?
这是一个什么样的国度呢
Brother and sister we need to know in what kind of kingdom we are
我们需要知道说我们是在一个什么样子的国度里
This kingdom is the kingdom of God's government
这个国度是神掌权的一个国度。
In other words, this is the kingdom where he rules and reigns.
这个国度是他做王掌权的一个国度。
In this kingdom, his will be done, not ours.
这个国度里面是他的旨意成全，不是我们的。
A lot of time when we pray and our prayer is not answered,
很多时候我们祷告不蒙垂听。
Because we pray for the wrong reasons.
因为我们是为了一个错误的原因而祷告。
James chapter 4 verse 7 says,
雅各书四章二十七，
say you ask and and it, you get not.
你祷告却不蒙垂听。
Because we pray amiss.
我们妄求。
Because we pray wrong reason.
因为我们为着一个错误原因。
Today we should know that we are here in God's kingdom.
我们今天是在神的国度里面。
We should pray according to His will, not ours.
我们应该是照着他的旨意而祷告。
Secondly, this is the kingdom of God's grace.
这是一个神恩典的一个国度。
Yes, this kingdom not only is talking about His majesty and His glory.
这个国度不光是讲到他的荣耀他的荣耀
but it talk about this is the kingdom of his grace
而是讲到他的一个恩典的国度
today we are in his kingdom
我们今天是在他的国度里
not because of what we do
不是因为我们做了什么
but all because of his amazing grace
而是因为他惊人的恩典
this is also the kingdom of God's goodness
这也是一个神良善的国度
in this kingdom
在这个国度里
there is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit
在这里面有公义有有喜乐有平安
Hallelujah
感谢神
This is such a wonderful kingdom
这是一个何等奇妙的国度
And lastly this is the kingdom of God's glory
这也是一个神荣耀的国度
Yes today we might not see God's glory
没有，我们也许看不见神的
荣耀。Oh, there is a lot of mess and tragedy around us.
在我们周围有的灾难。
But let me tell you, we will.
但是我告诉你，有一天我们会看见。
Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 says.
启示录十一章十五节。
For the kingdom of this world will be the kingdom of God and of His Christ.
这个国度是神的和神和主耶稣基督的国度。
And He shall reign forever and ever.
他要做王掌权直到永远。
Yes, people today might laugh.
今天这个世人可能会笑话。
Where is God?
会讲说神在哪里。
God doesn't even exist.
神并不存在。
But let me tell you.
但是让我告诉你。
One day He is going. He's coming.
有一天他会来。
Our God will reign forever and ever.
我们的神会做王掌权。
And brothers and sisters, this is our very hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的希望。
Today, why are we living today with much vigor?
今天我们。
We are here with much strength to live on.
我们今天活着的这个力量。
For we had a purpose in our living.
因为在我们的生命里面有个目的。
What is this purpose?
这个目的是什么呢？
Oh, that when he comes back, we will reign with him for 1,000 years.
因为他来的时候，我们会和他作王掌权一千年。
We will be in that kingdom.
我们会在那个国。
Thank God for God's kingdom.
感谢神的国度。
This is where we stand.
这是我们今天所站的地位。
And because this, knowing where we stand,
是因为知道我们站在什么地方。
Then we know how to pray.
我们知道说我们应当如何祷告。
You know, in our prayer, we should know which put first God as our priority.
我们在祷告里面应当把神放在第一位。
It says here, give us this day our daily bread.
说这赐给我们日用的饮食。
You know, in praying to God, we need at least four principles to follow.
我们需要照着四个原则来祷告。
Firstly, we need to pray according to His will.
首先我们要照着他的旨意来祷告。
He should be our priority.
他是我们的他是我们的首位。
When we pray, a lot of times our prayer is not answered.
很多时候我们祷告不蒙垂听。
Because we pray according to our will.
因着我们照着我们自己的旨
意祷告。For our own benefit.
为了我们自己的利益。
But today we know.
但是今天我们知道。
He is our priority.
他是我们的第一位。
And because of that, when we pray, then He will listen to our prayer.
因此我们的祷告。
Secondly, we need to pray for our daily need.
其次我们要为着我们的需要来祷告。
A lot of times we pray, we go to extreme.
很多时候我们走到另外一个极端。
On one hand, we pray amiss.
首先，要么我们是妄求。
On the other hand, we don't pray.
或者说我们不祷告。
Because we feel like since God knows everything, then He knows also my need.
既然神知道一切，他也知道我的需要。
But God said, give us this day our daily bread.
但神说赐给我们日用的饮食。
In other words, we need to ask.
换句话说我们要求。
We should not be presumptuous.
我们不应当妄求。
Rather we should pray according to our daily need.
而是应该照着我们每天的需要来求。
Not only pray for tomorrow, but pray for our daily need today.
不光是为了明天求，而是为了今天日用的求。
Thirdly,
第三。
We need to work.
我们需要来工作。
You know, people will say, we live by faith, what do you mean why we need to work?
我们是平信而活，我们为什么要工作呢
？Prayer is never what we call prayer is never cannot take place for work.
祷告代替工作。
For God said. For our God said. 神说。
神说。
Out of the sweat of thy brow shall ye eat bread. In Genesis, remember?
创世纪里面说到，劳苦你们劳苦愁烦才能。
Amen. In other words, we need to work.
换句话说，你要工作。
Prayer can never be a substitute for work.
我们祷告不能够代替工作。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10 to 12.
提撒罗尼迦说。
He who does not work cannot eat.
那个不工作的不能够吃饭。
God can never tolerate what laziness.
神不能够容让懒惰。
Today we need to do our part.
今天我们需要来做我们。
And God will do His part.
神会做他那一部分。
Some of us are here as students.
你们这里有些人是学生。
Some of you may be looking for work.
有些人在找工作。
You want to pray, you want to find a work?
你要祷告说要找工作吗？
Drop on your knees and pray that God open up some position for your work.
你就跪下来求神为你开门。
And say amen and apply put on some application.
阿门，然后来递上你的简历。
You want to pass your exam?
你过考试吗？
Drop on your knees and pray.
跪下来祷告。
Say amen by opening your book.
然后阿们，然后打开你的书来学。
Need to work for it.
我们需要来工作。
Through that we experience the very grace of God.
借着那个我们来经历神的恩典。
Lastly, we need to be content.
我们需要满足。
A happy Christian is a contented Christian.
一个喜乐的基督徒是一个满足的基督徒。
The book of Timothy says,
提摩太书。
We have food and clothing, we should be content.
有衣有食就当知足。
Worldly people today worries about tomorrow.
今天的世人为了明天而忧虑。
They worry about to be rich.
他们希望能够富有。
But we Christians are different.
我们基督徒是不同的。
We only care about today.
我们只关心到今天。
And we are satisfied when God gave us food and gave us clothing.
我们满足了，只要神给我们衣食。
Now we come to the last part of the Lord's Prayer.
我们来到看最后这一部分神的祷告。
Let me read to you again. Verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
赦免我们的罪，如同我们赦免了人的罪。
We're here to talk about forgiveness.
我们这里在讲到赦免。
Oh, forgiveness is one of the lessons a Christian needs to learn.
这个赦免是基督徒所学的最难的功课。
Because we are so,
因为我们是这样子的骄傲。
We ask forgive us.
我们要求神来赦免我们。
But we never want to forgive other people.
但是我们却不想赦免别人。
But when we, before we go through concerning forgiveness,
在我们讲到赦免之前，
What is the reason we need to forgive?
是什么原因使我们能够原谅？
What is the reason God wants to forgive us?
这个赦免的原因，
Because man has sinned.
赦免的原因是因为人犯罪。
You know, I still had this burden to preach a little gospel. We have friends here today.
我有点负担，想要来分享福音。
Man has sinned and come short of the glory of God.
人犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
What is sin?
罪是什么呢？
You know, when my boy went to this so-called missionary training.
我的儿子去了这个福音营。
One day he came home. He said, Daddy, I know what is sin.
有一天他说，爸爸，我知道什么是罪。
Sin is something you do, you say, you think that breaks God's heart and make God sad.
犯罪就是说你说的、你做的和你想的使神伤心。
Yes, indeed, that is true.
这的确是真的。
When we do something that breaks God's heart, that is sin.
我们所做的事情使神伤心，这就是犯罪。
But more than that,
但是犯罪这些。
Sin is something that cut off our relationship with God.
犯罪使我们和神的关系断绝。
Sin is something that what? That's that prohibit God, you know, that cause God to what? To pour His blessing to us.
犯罪使我神不能够祝福我们。
Sin is something that prevents the light of God to shine upon us, that we will not walk in darkness, that we will not walk in darkness.
犯罪使神的光不能够照到我们，使我们走在黑暗里面。
This is sin.
这就是犯罪。
And therefore, what is the result of sin?
这个犯罪的结果是什么呢？
Sin is a curse.
犯罪就是一个咒诅。
When man failed,
当人犯罪的时候，
the curse is upon him.
这个咒诅就在他身上。
And the ground was cursed.
这个地受了咒诅。
So when the ground is cursed, it says in Genesis, thorns and thistles come out from the ground.
这个地上要为你生出荆棘来。
Man is cursed.
人受咒诅。
Before man doesn't need to work.
这之前人不需要工作。
But because sin came into the world.
因为是罪进入世
界。As a while ago, as I mentioned, Genesis chapter 3 verse 19.
讲到创世将十九节。
Say, out of the sweat of thy brow ye eat bread.
你要
劳苦中。
你要汗流满面才得以糊口。
And more than that.
不光如此。
If we can see all this natural calamity that is around us.
看到我们在我们周围的这些灾难。
It's all because of the what? The result of sin.
这就是因着罪的结果。
Sin is a curse.
罪是咒诅。
Number two, sin is a debt to be paid.
这个罪也是一个我们的一个债务。
You know, a lot of times we go to the so-called department store.
有的时候我们要去买商店里面。
We use a credit card to to pay all our bills.
我们用信用卡来买东西。
But you know, it seems like it's so convenient.
是这样子的方便。
By swiping that card, everything is paid.
我刷一下卡，我就买了所有的东西。
But let me tell you.
但是让我告诉你。
After 30 days.
30天以后。
The bill will come.
就账单就来了。
You got to pay all the things you swipe through that card.
你要付所有的你划卡的东西。
If you don't pay.
如果你不付钱。
You will have a bad debt.
你就会有一个坏账。
You pay partially.
如果你只付一部分。
Not only need to pay the amount.
你不光是要付这一部分。
You pay interest.
你还要付利息。
Brothers and sisters, what we are.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们。
We have sinned against God.
我们犯罪。
And the debt we need to pay.
我们需要来付这个债务。
The book of Romans said.
罗马书说。
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
世人犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, when we sin.
当我们犯罪的时候。
It's just the sin just not go away.
这个罪不会离开。
One day you got to come before face to face with God.
有一天你会跟神面对面。
You need to pay for that debt.
你要来付那个债。
And that is eternal damnation.
那就是那个永远的。
Oh, I'm not here to frighten you.
我不是来吓唬你。
This is a fact.
这是一个事实。
Sin need to be dealt with.
这个罪需要被对付。
This debt need to be paid.
这个债务需要被付清。
Number three.
第三。
The result of sin is a burden.
这个罪的结果是一个重担。
Oh, we sing a while ago, I'm sinking deep in sin. We are sinking deep in sin.
我们在那个罪的里面越陷越深。
How come we are sinking?
为什么我们会下沉呢？
Because there is a heavy burden around us.
因为在我们身上有一个重担。
Our beginning born.
当我们出生的时候。
Sin has become a part of us.
这个罪就一部
分。As we grow up,
随着我们。
More and more sin is upon us.
越来越多的罪在。
It is so heavy that it's become a heavy burden.
这样子沉重，成为一个非常沉重的负担。
No, when my boy go to school, he's already in grade 6.
当我儿子去学校，他已经是在六年级。
You know, when he is in grade 5, the book he needs to carry is about 30 pounds.
他在五年级的时候，他背的书包是30磅。
Today is already 40 pounds.
今天是60磅，40磅。
So that's why my wife needs to buy a bag with two big wheels.
所以我的妻子需要买一个包是带着轱辘的。
And aside from that, he is joining a band.
他 不光如此，他还参加一个音乐队。
And that musical instrument is about 30 pounds.
那个器具是30磅。
Just imagine a boy carrying about 70 pounds of burden.
想象一个小男孩拿着一个70磅的包。
One day my wife was telling me, he said there is a student.Putting on this backpack.
有一天我妻子说有一个小孩子把所有的包背在身上。
It's so heavy that he fell backwards.
这样子的重他摔倒了。
Today, brother and sister, this is the kind of situation we are.
这就是所在的一个环境。
We cannot go on forward with our life because of this heavy burden of sin upon us.
我们的生活不能够前进，因为在我们身上这个重担。
Today, you want this curse to be lifted?
你今天希望这个咒诅离开我们。
You want this burden to be lifted?
你希望这个重担离开我们。
You want this debt to be paid?
你希望这个债务被付清。
Sin need to be dealt with.
这个罪需要被对付。
Today we are in such a serious problem.
我们今天这个问题是这样子的严重。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
God wants to forgive us of our sin.
神希望来原谅我们的。
Oh, the song we sing a while ago.
这个我们所唱的诗歌。
You say, are you sinking deep in sin?
你是在罪里越陷越深吗？
But there is power in the blood of the Lamb.
但在主耶稣的宝血里有功能。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ,
借着主耶稣的宝血，
He will forgive us of our sin.
他要原谅我们的罪。
When as I was preparing for this message,
当我在准备这个信息，
I was looking through what is the meaning of the word forgive in the Greek.
我来找到那个希腊文里面原谅的意思。
There are two meanings.
有两个意思。
One is what? Pay the debt, to cancel.
一个是取消这个债务。
Number It is for us to suffer.
第二就是承担。
Yes, indeed, we can. We know that when God forgives us our sin, our debt is cancelled.
当神赦免我们罪的时候，这个我们的债务被取消。
Our burden is lifted.
我们的重担被举起。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪被赦免。
That is on our part.
这是在我们这一边。
But on God's part, He suffered.
但在神的那一侧，他受痛苦。
How come he suffer?
他怎么会受痛苦呢？
Because he need to what? He suffer the death of his son.
因为他要失去他的儿子。
Let me do a illustration.
我再用另外一个方式来。
I might owe brother Daniel $100.
也许我欠 Daniel 弟兄100块钱。
The due date come.
然后到期了。
I have nothing to pay.
我还不起。
And brother Daniel said, forget about it.
弟兄说算了吧。
The debt is cancelled.
这个债务不取消了。
That is a gospel to me.
这是对我来说是个福音。
But it's a loss to him.
但都是个损失。
Because he lost $100.
因为他损失了100块钱。
Today when we sin.
今天犯罪的时候。
And God forgive us our sin.
赦免了我们的
罪。It is a gospel, a good news to us.
这是对我来说是个福音。
But it's a suffering on God's part.
但在神的那一面他受痛苦。
Because God needs to send his son.
因为神要差遣他的儿子。
That beloved Son of God to die in our place.
他独生的爱子为我们而死。
Oh, when we see the suffering of Christ.
当我们看见基督受苦的时候。
We just have no way to describe this kind of suffering.
我们没有办法来描述他的痛苦。
That's why in the hymn we chose a while ago, hymn 173.
当我们在唱诗篇173首的时候。
It says there, I wonder what he saw in me that he can suffer such agony.
我说他在我里看到什么使他能够为我这样受痛苦。
The agony that Christ has suffered.
这个痛苦基督所受的痛苦。
It's not only that physical suffering.
不只是身体上的痛苦。
Yes, indeed, we can imagine that physical suffering in which he was beaten, he was spit upon, he was nailed on the cross.
我们看到他那个被打、被唾弃，然后被钉在十字架上。
But the greatest suffering is that probably he needs to be separated from God.
但那个最大的痛苦是暂时他要跟父分开。
But on the cross, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
在十字架上，他喊到说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
Why did God forsaken the Lord?
为什么神会离弃 神呢?
From eternity to eternity, this son is always with the Father.
从永远到永远, 这个, 呃, 他的儿子永远和天父在一起,
it is God's pleasure to be with the Son.
是神的喜悦, 跟他儿子在一起,
but when sin, the sin of the world was upon the Son,
当世界的这个罪都在他儿子身上的时候,
when the sin of the world is put upon our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross,
当所有的重, 呃, 罪的重担都在主耶稣的身上的时候,
that righteous God need to turn away from his Son.
公义的神需要从向主耶稣转念。
Today, brothers and sisters, a lot of times we just take for granted of such forgiveness from the Father.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们把神的赦免当作理所当然。
But brothers and sisters, we need sometimes to be silent a while and think about God's suffering for our sake.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们需要来沉默，来想一下神所为我们失去的。
He is willing to forgive us our sin.
他愿意来赦免我们的罪。
Or First John says.
约翰,
so if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse our unrighteousness.
他是信实的，我们若承认我们的罪，他必赦免我们的罪。
As long as we come before the Father,
当我们来到他面前的时候,
with a repentant heart,
我们带着一个悔改的心,
when we confess our sin, he is there to forgive us our sin.
我们承认我们罪的时候, 他就赦免我们的罪。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
So if any friends among here haven't put our faith in Christ Jesus,
这里有朋友，如果你还没有相信主耶稣，
haven't received God's great salvation,
还没有接受神恩典的救恩，
let me urge you, today is the day of your salvation.
让我来劝你说，今天就是拯救的日子。
Open your heart to God.
把你的心向神打开。
He will forgive us of our sin.
他会原谅我们的罪。
Now we come to the message today.
现在我来分享今天的信息。
If God forgive us our sin,
如果神赦免我们的罪,
we need also to forgive other people.
我们需要来赦免其他人的罪。
What is the reason of God we need to forgive?
是什么原因使我们要赦免呢?
There are four reasons.
有四个原因。
The grace factor.
恩典的原因。
God forgive us, and we, because of this, forgive other people.
因为神赦免了我们, 所以我们要来赦免别人。
When we go and look parable in Matthew chapter 18,
我们那个预马太福音十八章的预言的时候，
talk about a servant of the Lord who owed the Lord 10,000 talents.
那里讲到说一个仆人欠了他主人一万块钱。
And you know what? This Lord needs to what? To, because it was due already.
这个已经过了这个期限。
And the Lord, according to his righteousness, he cannot just let this servant go.
这个主人因着公义的缘故，不能让这个仆人走。
The debt need to be paid.
这个债务需要被还清。
So according to, you know, the rule, if you cannot pay, you need to be sold.
根据这个原则，如果你不能够付清，你就要被卖掉。
Your wife need to be sold, your family need, your children need to be sold, and all your possession need to be sold.
你的妻子、孩子和你所有的一切都要被卖掉。
And this servant was asking the Lord, have mercy on me. One day I will pay you.
这个仆人就跟主人说, 怜悯我, 有一天我会一定会还。
We know this servant wasn't able to pay.
我们知道说这个仆人不可能还得清。
You know, I was looking at what does, you know, how is a 10,000 talents weigh?
我看了一下这个一万块钱是多少钱。
According to the Hebrew, you know, Hebrew customs.
根据这个, 希伯来的习惯,
a talent is equal to 75 to 78 pounds.
这个一块钱相当于, 75到78英镑。
Pounds, you know, we always buy things according to pounds. 1 pound of fish, 1 pound of meat. This is 75 to 78 pounds.
这个相当于75到78英镑。
And this is 10,000 talents.
这里是1000万两银子。
Whether it's in gold or in silver or in copper.
不管是金银还是铜。
It is a large amount.
是一个很大的一笔数目。
The servant has no way to pay for this, pay this amount.
这个仆人不可能付得清。
So he asked compassion from the Lord.
所以他要求这个他的主人来怜悯他。
And the Lord seeing, you know, have compassion on this servant, forgive him from all his debt.
这个主人向他有，所以就赦免了他一切的债务。
Today our sin are like just 10,000.
今天我们的罪就像这个1000万。
We are not able to pay for this debt.
我们不可能付得清这个债务。
But thank God, God paid for our debt.
但是感谢神，神付了我们的债。
He paid the debt, he set us free.
他付了我们的债务，他使我们自由。
And for this very reason, we need also to forgive one another.
因着这个原因，所以我们要彼此的赦免。
Secondly, it's the guilt factor.
第二个是这个罪感的原因。
We need to how come there is a guilt factor?
为什么会有一个罪恶感?
You feel like, isn't it my sin have been forgiven by God?
不是说我的罪已经被神赦免了。
But how come there is still a guilty feeling?
为什么在我里面会有一个罪恶感？
You know, there are two things Christians suffer.
有两件事情基督徒会受折磨。
One is guilt.
第一个是罪恶感。
When we have sinned, there is a guilt of sin.
当我们犯罪的时候，在我们里面有罪恶感。
But thank God, when we confess our sin, God forgives us our sin.
但是感谢神，当我们承认我们罪的时候，神就赦免我们的罪。
But there's another item, bitterness.
但是另外有另外一个原因就是叫。
If we don't forgive, then bitterness still stay in us.
如果我们这个苦毒会留在我们的里面。
And this, when we don't forgive,
当我们不赦免的时候
，it is a sin.
这就是罪。
This is called the sin of the unforgiving spirit.
这就是一个不赦免的这个罪。
If we don't forgive,
如果我们不赦免
，then that guilt of sin continues to remain in us.
这个罪恶感会始终留在我们里面。
That's why the parable in chapter 18 of Matthew.
这个，所以这个马太福音十八章里面预言讲
doesn't stop when the Lord forgives the servant of his debts.
故事并没有停留在这个主人赦免了他的仆人。
When the servant went out and saw his fellow servant,
这个仆人出去看到他的一个同伴
which have his fellow servant owe him 100 pence.
这个他的同伴只是欠了他100文钱。
Immediately this servant grabbed hold of the neck of their other servant.
他就掐住他的同伴的脖子。
Say, it's due that you need to pay me.
你欠了我的钱，你还我。
And even though this other servant prayed for, you know, leniency,
这个尽管他的同伴祈求他来
yet he continued to threaten him and put him into prison.
他仍然来威胁他，说要把他放到监。
The other fellow servant saw what he did.
当其他的同伴看见的时候
and reported it to the lord of this servant.
报告给他的主人。
The lord was so angry.
他的主人是这样子的发怒。
He said, "I already forgave you for such a great debt."
他说我已经赦免你这么多的债务。
Why can't you forgive your fellow servant?
你怎么竟然不能够赦免你的同伴呢？
And he put him into tormentors until that day he will pay for his debt.
他就把他放在了监狱里面，直到他还清债务。
Today God has forgiven us.
今天神赦免了我们。
If you want the guilt of sin to continue in us, then we will not forgive.
如果你想要这个罪恶感一直在我们里面，我们就不能够赦免。
In other words,
换句话说
what, how do God, you know, treat us?
How do God treat? 对我们是这样子的好。
It's dependent upon how we treat other people, especially on the matter of forgiveness.
神怎样待我们，取决于我们怎样来待别人。
You say, okay, I will not forgive because it's too much.
我不赦免，因为是太多了。
Then God will say, you don't forgive your other fellow servant, then I will not forgive you.
如果你不赦免你的同伴，我就不赦免你。
Do you want God to treat you like that?
你希望神这样对你吗？
Or let's say, or I will forgive him.
那我就赦免他。
But I will have nothing to deal with this person anymore.
但是我跟他没有任何关系。
Then God will say, I will forgive you too.
神说我也不会赦。
No, God, I will forgive you.
神说我也会赦免你。
But I will not deal with you anymore.
但是我跟你没有任何关系。
Do you want God to deal with us that kind?
你希望神这样对你吗？
Or you will say, okay, I will forgive this person.
你说我原谅他。
But I will not forget.
但是我没有办法忘记。
Then God said, "Okay, I will forgive you."
神说我会赦免你。
But I will not forget your sin.
但是我不会忘记你的罪。
Brothers and sisters, is that kind the way we treat other people concerning the matter of forgiveness is what God deal with us.
讲到这个赦免的事情，我们怎样待人，神就怎样待我。
Because it says in verse 14, "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you."
十四节说，你如果赦免人的罪，你的天父也必赦免你的罪。
If you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
如果你不赦免人的过犯，你的天父也必不你的过犯。
Today, when we forgive,
今天当我们赦免的时候
it's not only because of His grace,
不光是因着他的恩典
because of also concerning the guilt factor.
也是因着罪恶感的原因。
We don't want this guilt to be always in us.